Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sometimes things happen in life and you need to take a break. You need to step away from your job. How long can most people actually realistically be away from their job? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I know Savannah Guthrie's back to work today after months.
Her mom disappeared February 1st.
Yeah.
And she's just now getting back to work. And there's no resolution with mom.
I don't know. I understand you still got to work. You still got to pay your bills. But this is such an odd case. Like if Mama J were missing and I had still no closure, I think.
What would you do if this was your mom? If that was your mom, what would you?
There's two ways to think of this.
Yeah.
There's people who handle things differently. For me, I need to stay active. I need to get back to as much normal as I can because that's going to help me get through it.
Yeah.
So coming back to work would probably be the best thing I should do. You know what I mean? But my job, similar to her job, you know, you're with great people with the same kind of personality as you, you know, it's just a lot of times you're making a positive impact. You know, it makes you feel good. So for me, coming back to work would probably be more therapeutic than sitting, obsessing.
I'm with
home,
you.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's got to be tough.
You know, February 1st, what is that? 4, 8, it's almost 9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she has not been at work since then. And, you know, the kind of job she has where she's going to be reporting on stories similar to this and interviewing people similar to this, like emotionally, I don't know how she's going to do it, but I'm with you. When my wife passed away, I was out of work for weeks leading up to that. Because she was basically in hospice care.
Right.
And then I called here and I was like, look, I'm going to take one more week off. And they're like, nope. I'm like, what do you mean? Nope. And they're like, you're not ready.
Coming back.
And they literally said, don't come back.
Okay.
Don't come back yet. You know, take 2 or 3 weeks and then let's chat then. And I was in the same mindset you were, that I just need to do something. I can't sit here and stare at the walls all day.
Right.
I need to get up. But this is a different situation. This could change. Tomorrow she could get a phone call and everything changes.
Right.
She's alive. She's not alive. We found her. Like,
right.
I don't know how you function
when you have no closure.
Right.
Like you were able to say goodbye to Jeannie. And,
right.
You know, prepare and, you know, be able to grieve. This is the most
whole
bizarre
different situation
thing. But I don't know. For me, returning back to the everyday normal would probably be the only way I would be able to get through it.
But would a normal job a regular average Joe job.
I don't working know
in a warehouse,
gonna, no.
working as a truck driver, would they let you take 3 months off?
No. No. But if they don't, you can't get mad if my work productivity isn't as good. Like, for example, when my kid joined the service and I didn't get to talk to her, I cried every day on the air, Billy.
I know.
And they were like, you guys were like, why don't you take some time off, TJ? I was like, I'm fine.
Everybody sit back and relax.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about the Artemis launch, the astronauts circling the moon. Chippy Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBE. Don't act like you're not impressed.
With your space voice? With your planetarium voice?
It's my planetarium voice. At some point, the folks over at the Rochester Strassenberg Planetarium, Rochester Museum and Science Center, they're going to call me to fill in. Somebody's going to get injured, and they're going to need a backup announcer, and I'm going to be there.
Why would he get injured?
I don't know. Why wouldn't he make it?
You mean ill or sick?
Maybe he loses his voice from laryngitis.
Oh, my gosh.
Screaming at the Pink Floyd show, the laser show the other night. Anyways, Artemis, have you been following this story?
I have. Not as closely as you, I'm sure.
Well, so the rocket took off.
Yes.
And the astronauts are currently about to circle the moon.
Yeah.
And as we like to say in the business, they're going to be, you know, maybe not in the area of the moon that we're familiar with, but we like to call it the... You know, the other side, the flip side.
The flip side, the dark side of the moon.
They're going to circle around the moon and come back. They're not landing. For those folks who thought they were landing on the moon, they're not landing. This is just a trial run to make sure everything works good, test out some equipment.
It's a flyby.
It's a flyby. Oh, fun fact, God. By the way, their Microsoft Windows computer, their email crashed and they had to reload the whole system. How funny is that?
What?
Their email crashed.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it did.
It's Microsoft.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, there is a Rochester connection. L3 Harris, all you folks here in Rochester, there is a tactical radio that was designed, developed, and manufactured right here in Rochester aboard that mission, helping astronauts communicate after splashdown and in the event of an emergency.
Yeah, we know that won't fail.
That will absolutely work.
West Side represented.
Why do you say it's a West Side?
Isn't it over in Tech Park? I believe.
All three Harris.
I'm going to go with that.
They have locations everywhere.
West Side on the moon.
You think the West Side? You think the West Side made the moon radio?
So we have a...
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I've been up there in, what, 50 years?
Something like that.
I think it's crazy. The space station is much closer than the moon.
Yes.
So we've just been going back and forth to the space station.
Yeah.
You know, changing things out.
Yep.
with, you know, doing this and that. But
by the way, that's
moon.
About to end the life of the International Space Station, the ISS, as we like to call it. The lifespan is almost done, and they're getting ready to probably within, I want to say, in the next year or two.
Do what?
Just,
how are they going to get it out of there?
They just drive it into the ocean.
No, they're
they
not.
Do you remember Skylab?
They're not just going to drive.
You don't remember Skylab?
Space Station into the ocean.
Okay, when I was a kid, they brought Skylab back.
No.
And it was a big deal that they dropped it into the ocean, and we were all like, it's going to hit our house. It didn't hit our house.
Okay.
It landed in the ocean. Can I use his voice all the time? I love the planetarium voice.
Wildly, I don't know.
We did hear from some ladies that it creeps out the ladies in their office.
It creeps me out a lot. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
We'll just move on that. Are you betting this season? Did you put money down on a bracket? It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
No. No, I can't. I'm not very good at the whole sports betting thing.
Yeah.
And I know that it's starting to cause a lot of issues. And I know I have friends who are married.
Yeah.
Whose husbands have gotten a little too hooked.
A little too much. Does Steve partake?
No.
I know he's a huge sports fan.
He's a huge sports fan, but luckily for me, he rarely knows how to use his phone. And if he doesn't... If he does, I have to download the app for him.
I may not be
as
smart, man.
Oh, stop it. He's plenty smart. He can rebuild the whole engine of my car.
But he can't figure out how to use his phone to place a bet.
Build anything you want. But thankfully for me, figuring out the phone is just too frustrating for him.
I was a little shocked at this number. Now, again, an average is sort of the median of people spending this much versus people who don't spend anything.
Okay.
The average American is dropping $120 on the line for March Madness brackets.
So for basketball, they're dropping $120. Okay.
And so this is the average. I didn't spend anything. You didn't spend anything.
No.
That means there's people out there who spent more than $120.
Absolutely.
To get that average,
the
right?
The only time I dabble in anything is the Kentucky Derby, and I don't know why. There's something exciting about the horses.
Because we got Don the handicapper, and he's a sit almost every year. If you follow Don's advice,
picks,
you're pretty much going to get something out of it. He rarely misses.
Yeah, and I watch basketball.
Yeah.
Like, it's been on at my house. I don't know that I'm following exactly, but my son loves basketball, but I can't, I don't know.
It just feels like to me that if you're going to enjoy the sport for the sport, betting on it just makes it a whole level of, now you're involved personally, and you're sweating it, and I'm convinced that a lot of people are spending money on gambling that shouldn't be, that perhaps don't have the extra money to spend, but it's so easy. And every sports show now is geared towards betting.
Right.
The odds, and it's scrolling across the bottom of the screen, and it's brought to you by blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's shocking to me that it's sort of taken over. So the most I've ever spent was $5 in the office pool.
Okay.
And even with that, I stopped spending money there because our office lady, Mary, used to win all the time. She didn't know anything about sports.
Yeah.
She's like, I'd pick this team because I like the colors.
Right.
You know.
And then she'd win it and she'd be excited to go buy a new Western paperback.
Right, right. So I was going through my head, like, have I ever gambled on anything? And I've never put money down on the horses. I know you guys.
Oh, yeah. Did. I do. Yeah. Kentucky Derby for sure.
Most I ever did was $50 at the casino. The guy weekend.
Wait a minute.
When we go to the casino, I have a limit. $50 on the slots.
And then
once
what
that's
do you do?
Gone, I hang out and watch my friends gamble. They all pretty much do the same thing.
Mm.
Look, I'm going to be real honest. We just go there for the buffet.
Yeah.
And then we'll be.
I get that. And you probably sit by a machine, pretend you're playing for the drinks, and don't play.
Well, don't blow my cover.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.